This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Lafayette City Council voted unanimously last night to postpone deciding whether to end burials at the city's historic cemetery. State archaeologist Holly Norton proposed the resolution after results of a ground-penetrating radar study showed the cemetery was full, with many more bodies buried there than it had marked graves. At least 100 residents have pre-purchased plots, and some expressed concern about not being able to bury their loved ones together. A moratorium has been in place since November. The Environmental Protection Agency wants to roll back rules for cleaning up toxic coal ash. That's raising concerns about ongoing groundwater contamination at dozens of coal plants and waste dumps, including a dozen here in Colorado. Monitoring data shows toxic metals like arsenic, lithium, and radium. Lisa Evans is a senior attorney with Earth Justice, an environmental law group pushing back.
The proposal would significantly weaken health and environmental protections. It threatens to impact every coal ash dump and to allow industry to pollute more from those dumps.
Evans says some sites are already affecting groundwater and warns that reducing oversight could make cleanup more difficult in the future. The EPA is taking public comments through mid-June. This winter was a letdown for skiers in the Rocky Mountains. New numbers show the full picture. Early data from the National Ski Areas Association finds that 9 million fewer skiers and snowboarders hit the slopes nationwide compared to last winter. This is CPR News. Stay with us. It's just about 5:06.